Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A very bittersweet day for the O'Maras. A very bittersweet task. Not anything over the top, but I will tell you something that was both fun, but also had just a teeny little touch of sadness, and it was changing out the car seat for little Michael William, his little infant seat that faced the rear of the car. We finally put the other one in that's the forward facing, and it was a bit complicated, and so we had to go over to a local fire station to put this thing in. I did my best. I looked online, and
you can't
there's
do
certain
it.
There's certain instructions that just are so convoluted that it's hard for me to follow.
Did they have to use like one of the flotation noodles from the from a swimming pool to
that
level
may,
it?
That Ooh. May be added at a certain point, but when he did it, he told me about that noodle, and then I looked at it at the end, and I don't think I'm even going to be able to fit a noodle in there. So he ended up putting it in correctly. I want to say that this guy at the firehouse, this firefighter that we dealt with, was it
Fireman Bill from a
Fire Marshal
Bill. Fire Marshal Bill, sorry.
You mean a guy with like patches of hair that have been burned off?
Let me tell you something.
Well, there could be a fire here.
And you want to save that baby in a car crash?
No, it's Fire Marshal Bill.
One of the greatest characters.
Hold on a second.
From Living Color.
I'm gonna put
you know
Fire
when
Marshal
I
Bill
when we first did the car seat for Julia, so this was the first one.
Yeah.
And I thought I had installed it right, and this is long enough ago that they didn't have like the buckles built into cars where you strap them to, so you really had to use like a seatbelt to fasten it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove her and me, and we went up to the firehouse just to get it checked. And the fireman said, "You drove her in that? No, 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 no."
Risen from the ashes of the riots.
They're in a grocery store.
So this is on the heels of the LA riots, obviously.
Yes.
The reopening of this beautiful new community market.
This is in Living Color. Somewhere between 90 and 94. There he is. He's got a shotgun.
So I hear you folks like to take shots at firemen.
Who are you?
I'm Fire Marshal Bill Burns, and frankly, I'm a little pissed.
His name is Burns.
I forgot his name was Bill Burns. Fire Marshal Bill. I wish we had video of it. Hold on, a little more Fire Marshal Bill.
It may be over, man, but the hazard remains. Attention, choppers! Today's special is civil unrest. Let me try a Titan!
Okay.
Civil unrest?
Civil unrest.
Look for him in a mic.
Something with
look for him in a future show open. We'll set Bill Burns in the spotlight.
Bill Burns.
Fire Marshal Bill Burns.
So this firefighter, you deal with people all the time. You have good and bad. This could not have been a more pleasant, nicer guy who knew what he was doing, but also was kind enough to, you know, have a little open mind and say don't know everything. He just was such a wonderful human being to deal with. I have to say that. I mean, when you come across somebody that's just does what they do, no matter what the task, but does it well, this guy was fantastic. And we had a great time. We had some laughs. It was cool. However, I have to say.
There's a however.
The however is not negative. The however is the thing that started this whole deal was a name on the refrigerator.
At the firehouse?
What the hell is that?
A pony's ride is here.
Drag racing.
My God. It was a name on the refrigerator of this particular firefighter who was going to help us with the car seat. And it stopped me, literally stopped me in my tracks. It stopped me so much that I said to this particular firefighter, I said, has there ever been a week in your adult life where someone has not given you a hard time about your name?
Oh, so it's his name.
That's the first hint you're getting about this name. And so I decided it was such a special situation that I said I was going to open the show today with a vignette that would feature five questions from the big three, from Rob, Oscar, and Pony. And you get five questions, and we'll do them all once one at a time. Five questions trying to guess who this individual, okay, what this individual's name is.
And Mike, to give it some spice,
yes,
I've prepared an element for this game. And if it's okay with you, if we could call the game the name game.
I like that.
Yeah, here we go.
Now, we played the name game. The name game we played on the old show before. You know, we've done that. So,
how about this? Is it a female?
Well,
female
hold
name.
On.
Female
you, are we starting the
yes,
game now?
I thought we were starting the game.
And do we each get five questions, or do we go round robin?
You each get five. I think it'd be too complicated if we went round robin. So,
all right. So Oscar, you begin.
Is it a female name?
No. Now you're confusing me with the music, Rob. So
okay,
turn
kill
that down
the music.
A little bit. All right. It is. Did you hear that buzzer? By the way, was that nice?
Yeah, we heard it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
It is not a female. Yeah, that's your first question.
Not a female name. Is it a kid's name?
It is not. That is your second. It is
and
not.
And that's a horrible question.
Hey,
yeah, well,
they're
that's
my questions.
Hey, look, but it's a, my advantage questions. Because I win the game if you don't get the answer.
Is it a sexual name?
No, it is not a sexual name. That's your third. You have two more questions,
God.
Oscar.
Oh, God. What's a bad name?
Then we reset the board and go back.
Is it a famous name?
It is a famous name. That is your fourth. Oh, yeah. Oh, we've honed it and refined it now. One more question.
Is it a presidential name?
No. I'm sorry, those are your questions. Would you like to hazard a guess?
Yes. Tricky Dick.
No, I'm terribly sorry.
No,
Tricky
I'm
Dick
sorry.
Is not
incorrect,
the answer.
Incorrect, incorrect.
We'll finish with the anchor of this relay because he'll probably, Rob plays games well.
Yeah.
We'll go to the middleman, Pony Boy Boom. And, Pony, I'm going to give you five questions as well.
All right, thank you. Is this a political figure?
No, it is not a political.
I already asked question. That. Remember when I asked that?
That's okay. He gets five questions. You have four left.
Is it a musician's name?
Wow.
It is a musician's name.
Is this a pop singer, former pop singer's name?
I'm going to say no.
He says no,
you know, but I hesitate when I say no because popular is the word that that pop comes from. So
sure,
you know.
Sure.
But that's how I'm going to answer that question. I will not answer anything further. You have two more questions.
Would you say that it is the name of someone who played an instrument?
Yes.
You
have one more question. One question left.
Was it?
Rob, are you writing down the answers?
No, I'm writing. Yes, so I'm going to recap when we get to me in round
three.
Okay,
very good. All right, go ahead, Pony. Last
was it
question.
A stringed instrument?
Yes, it was.
Hazard a guess.
It's time for a guess. Those are your five questions.
I'm going to say Flamey Jones.
Boo.
What is it?
I have no idea.
Flamey Jones.
So when
Flamey
someone Jones, has a famous name, the best thing to do
we're setting
is
Rob up
to
win.
Make up a name.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to play the name game.
The name game.
What a jerk.
We move over to our final five questions with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Can I do a reset?
You can do a reset, absolutely.
Okay, the famous name is not female. It is not a kid's name, whatever that means. It
correct.
Is not sexual. It
right.
is a famous person's name.
Yes,
it is not a president's name. It is not a
yes.
politician's name. It
yes.
is a musician's name.
Yes, it is.
In some
and incidentally,
circles,
you know what? I'm just going to let you ask the questions because
okay.
I have to resist the urge to kind of direct you
don't
with
give
the questions,
hints.
And I'm not going to do
in
that.
In some circles, the person is not a popular singer, but does play an instrument with strings.
Now, when the way you said that, I must correct it. You said
okay,
in
because
some
you
circles,
were cagey. You were cagey on the answer.
No, in some circles, no. The question was, is it a pop singer? Now, my idea of a pop singer is not what this person is.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't call it a pop singer. Popular, beyond popular.
All right. Oh. I actually have a guess, but I'm going to try and use my questions to improve the quality.
That would be the smart part.
Of my guess.
Very good, Rob.
Question one.
Yes.
Is the instrument this person's name is known for, is it a guitar?
Do you know it's a difficult question for me to answer? It truly is. And I'm going to answer it this way, all right? While an instrument is played, the individual is not famous for the instrument.
Okay, this changes what I thought.
All right, so that's I have to answer the question that way.
Did the person have a segment of their career where they appeared to be Native American?
No.
Okay, so it's not him.
No, it is not him. No, thank you very much. No. Wait, what do you have? Three left? Three left.
Yeah. Okay, this curves me here.
You can do this.
Is he currently performing?
No.
Okay, so
You have one. You have two left.
Two left. Is the person dead?
Oh,
yes.
This is your wheelhouse now.
Yeah.
You have one. You have one last question.
All of a
one
sudden,
last question. In my humble opinion, probably the most important question of all was just asked. Thank you.
It is a dead person.
That's why Rob plays these games well.
Would this person have enjoyed the bulk of their success? No, I withdraw that question. That's not the way to do it.
God, get over it.
Would this person perform, in your estimation, in a tuxedo?
No. That's your last question.
Not your wheelhouse.
No. We just got further away.
Get out of Las Vegas, Rob. Get out of Las Vegas.
Is going
please.
Further. Oh, gosh. So we've got a multi-instrumentalist, dead.
I think I know who it is.
You want to lock in?
Yeah, I want to lock in.
All right, Rob, you get one guess. And all right, now you'll get one guess, and then everybody will get, including Rob, a bonus guest, and we'll go around the room. So, Rob, I need your
question. Okay,
you
I am right going now. To guess George Harrison.
That is incorrect.
Oh, darn
all right,
it.
All right.
Let's moving right along.
Rick Springfield.
Not dead.
That is incorrect.
Oh, they died.
Has a movie coming out.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
It's definitely Barry Manilow.
That is incorrect, and I will give my final hint.
Do you care before the final guess to let intern Jason weigh in with a guess?
Jason, would you like to guess?
Is it Jerry Garcia?
It is not Jerry Garcia. Oh. And my final hint that will probably kick it over the top to Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Rob, remarkably close.
Is it John Lennon?
John Lennon, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa.
John Lennon installed my kid's car seat yesterday.
Wow.
John effing Lennon. Every time
the
Carla
spelling
called
was
this
right.
guy,
the spelling
John
was right.
J-O-H-N-L-E-N-N-O-N. When Carla would call the firehouse like three times yesterday, I need to speak to John Lennon. I was just like, oh my God. And I couldn't help. I know, you know, he was gracious about it because I said, you cannot go. I said, have you ever gone a week without someone addressing this name? And he said, no. And then I asked him about the question. His father's name was John Lennon.
Wow.
He was named after his father.
So he's a
John
Beatles
Lennon,
son?
The firefighter. What's that?
He's a Beatles son?
No, he's not. His father was another John Lennon.
I would have to imagine the best moment of the afternoon is when he turned to you and said, now that your son is safe, let's talk about firearm safety.
But he was cool about it. And
glasses?
And fun. He wore glasses. Yes, he did.
I can't. You know what?
Yes.
We got it as in the 15 questions. We got really close.
Does he try?
Well, that's
to
why
look
you play
like
the
him?
Games where you had George. When you had George Harrison, I could not believe that you got George Harrison.
The reason
Harrison.
I went with
and
that
and was I
is,
right about the musicianship? I mean,
yeah,
yes, he was a guitar player.
Primarily for the guitar player, but also piano right. and everything else.
And really known as a singer more than
the
a
reason,
musician.
The reason that I went with George Harrison is because it was a more common name.
Right.
I could have gone with John. Oh, man, that was a great game.
I come to the refrigerator and I see a main phone number, and above the phone number is written John Lennon. And I just, and you know, because
don't tell
I am
Yoko
so much,
I'm in Bangle.
I'm so much older than my wife. I started cracking up and she didn't have any idea what was going on. And it was just, it was a great. And then to get over there to the firehouse and to have this guy install the car seat and just hit it off with this guy. I didn't go so far as to call afterwards, but I think I might do that. or leave somebody an email and just say, you know, when people do the simplest of things, you can do it either with a great deal of kindness and joy, or you can do it, and this guy, it was a process, because
Mike,
these things
it,
are always difficult.
You should send a card. You should send a note, because an email is easily deleted.
He's
something
probably
in the
listening
mail.
To the podcast.
I told him
it's
to listen to the podcast
today.
I told him we were going to leave with it because he was that nice of
person. If he doesn't want to listen, it's on him. He missed his thank you.
That's classy.
I'll go with that. It's classy for me.
Pure class.
It works for me.
Pure class.
So I'd just like to say thank you to John Lennon for installing the car seat. I thought it would make a good opening to the show, and I was dead on, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Arthur.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
I haven't seen much of you lately.
Ah. Well, the reason you haven't seen much of me is because I normally pick Susan up at her apartment in town, and you live here. Want a drink?
I never drink.
Ah.
And no one in my family ever drinks.
That's great. You probably never run out of ice your whole life.
I don't drink because drinking affects your decision making.
You may be right. I can't decide. That's just a little humor. Where's the rest of this moose?
Arthur, I think it's time we got to know one another.
I do too. That's why I had you come over today. This is a tough room. I don't have to tell you that. You must have hated this moose.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
Right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the radio, on air, and online worldwide. We're a daily radio show and podcast. Come from the cities. We have the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by HomeLight. HomeLight, the biggest decision you'll make in your lifetime, at least it was for me, and it is for most people, is buying and selling a home. It's a huge investment. It's one of the most important financial times of your life, and you need the best realtor. Unfortunately, many of us roll around and we really don't put a lot of the right kind of thought into it. We get somebody at a cocktail party giving us a recommendation. There's somebody's brother or somebody's sister, whatever. You do it the way they do it at HomeLight. HomeLight is the way to find your perfect real estate agent. Their technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews, and that's when they churn out the best realtor for you that's based on actual performance. HomeLight agents are all top 5% producers. They're all proven to sell faster, and they do it for up to a 9% higher selling price. They are experts. They do marketing and prepping your home. They are honest. They're professional. They're reliable. All of this is vetted by the people at HomeLight.com. HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you can get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website, or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. So was the game fun, boys?
Loved
was
it.
That entertaining?
A lot of guessing fun, games. Lot of fun. Yeah, very good.
I love that. I get completely hung up on that. And anybody my age, probably with a 10-year window on either side, is going to obsess on that name. I'm such a huge fan of John Lennon's.
That is so cool. How old do you think of a guy he was?
Probably 45-ish, I want to say. So 40 or 45.
John Lennon was well established as a legend when he was named, but he doesn't get crap for it because he's a junior.
He's a junior, and that stops the conversation.
And he could tour as John Lennon Jr.
John Lennon Jr., that's exactly what it would be. But,
at the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater, Mike, it's John Lennon Jr.
You know, these things, God love them, but I would say when you want to look up the definition of over-engineering in a dictionary, they have a picture of a child's car seat next to it because, I will give car manufacturers a little credit that recent cars have developed those little eyelets where you hook on the car seat and you don't have to go with the seat belt and run it through like you used to. So it was fine, but I was glad. By the time we left, two things. I had gotten to meet John Lennon. Who doesn't want to meet John Lennon in their lifetime? And number two, I had actually justified the long drive to this firehouse where they put it in the car seat, because I would not have been able to do it myself. Even with the YouTube, even with the instructions, all of that, I wouldn't have been able to do it successfully.
Will you entertain two car seat questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, a question and a comment. Was this his first car seat in that you never had the kind that was like a carrier and that would clip in, and then you could just take him out in the car seat?
No, this is the second car
seat.
The first one we had was the one. But the thing about it, the first one, this is a credit to the people that make these things. The first one is the one we brought him home from the hospital in.
They
believe
last
it or not.
They last
that long. Mm. They last that long.
Smart.
And this one, as my niece said to me yesterday, get ready for him to have an entirely new world opened up to him. It not only sits higher, but you're facing forward to watch the world and
see
what's
going
on.
And you're
going
to love it. It's easier to install them in a forward-facing seat.
It wasn't yesterday.
Not
that's for sure. It
was to go to the firehouse.
It was difficult.
How far away was it?
45 minutes.
Oh. What happens if there's ever a fire at your place?
They throw a log on it. And say, we'll be there as soon as we can.
You're toast. So long, everybody.
45 minutes?
Well, it's not going to burn my deck, because my deck is a composite now, so it's not real wood. It's not the wood deck, and I'm having the deck repaired here, because the deck, that's the one part of this house up here that was a little suspect.
Sure.
If I got more than like five people out there, or if Rob and I were going to play cards out there, the deck might collapse. And
would groan.
We went over there. The lady that is installing and repairing the deck is well regarded around here, and so we bid the job out to about three different people and settled on lovely Erica, who is doing this.
Lovely.
But
she in from Pine Valley?
She no, she's not. From, you mean Erica, like the
Erica
soap
Kane,
opera?
Yes, played by All My Children.
Erica is a very, very good looking lady, and she is also extremely skillful and knowledgeable. And she got the gig.
Is she home?
Carla claimed that she got the gig immediately as soon as I saw her get out of the truck.
Oh,
because
really?
Carla, we're talking.
She's like Pamela Anderson, Tool Time.
I wouldn't go there.
Tim Bettina.
But I would say and I wouldn't go there either. Somewhere, think somewhere in the middle. You know, it's on the Anderson scale.
It's the best mix.
Nice.
She's
easy,
and the thing
on the
about,
eyes.
Sure.
Very much
nice
so.
Thighs.
Very much so. And Carla commented on her arms. That she has
both
the
from checking her
she
out.
She has the
that
well Carl, that's the first words out of Carla's mouth were the arms that she had the cut arms
and you looked at her coming out of the truck and it was just like Phoebe Cates and Fast Times.
She had two 2x4s and a hammer.
It's not exactly like
did
her
she
hair.
Walk
Thank
through
you.
A sprinkler and then throw her hair back.
No, that is not the
hi, Mike.
That is no, no.
Her lumberjack print bikini.
Flannel bikini. No.
You know, flannel.
First of all, I'm old enough to be her father, so it's
that didn't
not
stop
gonna
you
happen.
With Carla.
That's true.
Oh, shut up, Oscar. You're getting me in trouble here, damn it. And
man has a history.
She is incredibly competent, incredibly competent. But I will tell you, having a
look like?
How do I not make this sound sexist? How do I make?
Sometimes, but, Mike, there's no way.
Sometimes the truth
there's
will
no
set
way,
you free.
There's no way I can not make this sound sexist. There's going to be a segment of the listening audience that's going to be offended by this. But you feel like when you've got someone doing heavy duty construction,
sure,
at your own home, and it's a lady, and a lady that is. A formidable looking lady as well. It makes you feel less of a man. It truly does. You're walking out there and she's like, I'm going to move the beams over here for the support structure, and then we're going to take the sauna tubes where the concrete was. I'm going to take the old ones out and put some new ones in. They're going to be flush to the ground because the frost. And I'm sitting there, just going,
Hi.
Well, there's
I'm a Nancy boy. I'm a Nancy boy.
Ever,
I don't do anything.
Do you ever let Michael kind of scurry out onto the safe part of the deck so you can just take a gander?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he bothering you?
Yeah,
let me get him.
I do not do that. I talked to this
mommy
woman.
Michael.
I talked to
stare
this,
her for a little while.
I talk to this lady every day.
Yeah, I bet you
and,
do.
Just to go over the project. Stop that. You're going to get me in huge trouble.
Well,
here.
It's
Come
not
on.
The truth. I'm just
this person's not
I'm
finished
a
yet. There's work to be done. Work has to be done here. Mm-hmm. So
now
I don't
there is
make
when you talk
this
about
this person feel uncomfortable.
This person.
When you
what
feel
are
like
you doing, Oscar? You're causing me all sorts of problems in my own home.
When you feel like the Nancy boy when you're talking to her, there is mm-hmm. a dividing line. Is this a project that conceivably you could have handled?
No, God no.
Well,
absolutely.
Then you're off the hook. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you hire.
But at one point, you know, and she's got a guy that works with her as well. And anybody that's working around your
house. Is he handsome?
dreamy, absolutely dreamy.
See, no, Pony, nice. I told you.
But the thing is, you know, I'm out. I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting on my couch, enjoying my blueberries with almond milk, watching television, and outside. And outside, I hear. You know, I hear all the work going on, and, you know, it's like, and that's the buzzer. I didn't want to use that one. Right. That's the one I wanted to use here. Hold on a sec. So, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, enjoying my blueberries, and meanwhile, you know, all this stuff's going on outside, and I look over occasionally, and I see this woman doing this work, sweating in the 80-degree heat.
Sweating.
You know, and I'm
nice.
Just
listening.
You're nice. Not gonna let me. We're getting off this.
And it's okay, sorry. Mike. I guess another question I have is: we've done projects at your house, and
yes,
things
yes.
can get tense.
That's
no,
true.
No, it's not like that.
Has she invited you to go back inside ever?
What are you talking about? You mean, it's because I'm hovering and bothering
her. This is not sexual. This is tension here.
No, let me tell you this. This is the number one, and Carla believes this, and it is the truth. The number one reason this person was hired, because this person not only explained the job, but also didn't do. Everybody's dealt with. You know what? I'll talk about contractors when I come back.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about one of the things that I cannot stand, and it's the quickest way to make me run in the other direction. Not just with contractors. But anybody that's going to do any kind of work, beware of this.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how it goes down when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm desperately trying not to get in trouble.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. Perhaps you know me from The America, where Marcus Serta serves as my sidekick. But I'm here to tell you about another podcast, Cake and Cookies. Cake and Cookies has Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman, and I never miss an episode. It's an important part of my well-balanced podcast listening diet. Besides, I love Katie, and Rob loves me. It's a strange love triangle, but you can truly feel the magic in the air. Cake and Cookies. Subscribe on iTunes or listen on the TMOS app. Mermelstein out.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Yes, it is. Gotta love a guy that leaves the B out of subscribe. I really like that. Subscribe.
He drops more letters than a clumsy mailman, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mermelstein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. The last thing you ever want to do after work is go to the grocery store and then have to prep and cook a complicated meal. And takeout, it's unhealthy. It's expensive.
Right.
You know what you need? You need Blue Apron. We were talking about Blue Apron. Oscar's been doing it for years. Blue Apron delivers fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door for healthy, handcrafted meals without the hassle. Less than $10 per meal. I don't know how they do it that way, especially with grocery store prices, but they do, and it's better food that you can put together at the grocery store. Blue Apron sends fresh ingredients that are perfectly proportioned, so there's no waste, no trips to the grocery store. Blue Apron even offers kid-friendly family plans, so the whole family can cook and eat together. Each meal takes only 30 minutes to prepare, but you're making your own meals. It's fantastic. It's like being on a cooking show. Blue Apron works with your preference and schedule, and they only use the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals like Argentine steak with eggplant puree and roasted cherry tomatoes served with sumac, almond, and parsley relish. That's incredibly detailed and wonderful.
Do you
and
know
delicious.
What sumac is? I didn't know what sumac is. It is a bright red spice that makes the food beautiful, but it tastes like lemon.
Oh, perfect.
And it's so cool. You'd never know about it if you didn't go to Blue Apron.
Blue Apron's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS.
our treat, really. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. All right, so I told you that I bid this job out. The joke immediately, of course, was that I hired this person because this was a woman.
Sure.
And nothing could, look.
A pretty the fact woman.
That, well, it was a pretty woman. Yes. And
look, walking down your street.
Mm-hmm. I have to use the words of Jackie Mason. It didn't hide. But the fact that this person was competent and detailed in the assessment of the job, but the tipping point ultimately comes down to the number crunching.
Sure.
But the tipping point for me with anybody that I use to do anything is, you're going to laugh at this because it might be a little bit of the opposite of me, it's positivity. And you get so many people, especially in the contracting world, that will talk about something in terms of constant negatives. Negative
okay,
about the other person
now.
That, well, you know what I'm talking about, right, Rob?
You know what they would lead? Probably, let me guess, see if I'm on the same page as you.
Okay.
Whoever built this didn't know what they were doing.
Absolutely, like right out of the chute. And yeah. I am so sick of that. It can be painters. It can be kitchen remodelers.
Right.
It can be bathroom. Anything you're doing, they love to say, here's the negative. Here's the. Can I get an estimate on this job? Well, look, the one problem, and it's this just symphony of negativity that comes out. That was not the case here. And I was just like, oh, no, I'll do it. Here's the job. And even when she was talking about things that she was going to remove because they weren't done correctly, which is true, it was done in a positive way. And that's where that just goes a long way. You asked if I was tense and hovering
right.
and doing that. No, when I'm sure that the job is going to be done effectively and correctly, I go away and let them do it because I know it's going to be done on time and I know it's going to be done correctly. I hate the negative. I can't stand that when it's just... Well, this person, look, I don't know. This could be, and I'm just, I don't want to hear
what
all
was
your...
her selling point then? Yeah. How did she sell you?
The selling point was the fact that she was just matter of fact about how efficiently she could do the job. And she was the first one that said, we can use some of the existing materials to fix
this. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's cool, and that
and
is
fix
strong.
This, and that was, it's sweet.
That's so nice.
I'm going to get you off of this subject
Why?
So fast, Santana.
Let me
I know
you,
exactly where you're
let
going.
Let me ask you to paint for a moment with a broad brush, because it's one of the things we do best.
Yes, of course
every
it
state
is.
Sort of
terrified
has its own...
still, I want to move on.
Every state has its own personality, and, you know, we know the personality of Florida, because we've heard about it.
Yes.
But in my mind, the people of Maine are efficient.
Yes.
And they tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
But also, don't they sort of have a fatalist, negative attitude?
There's
a
dryness. There's a dryness. There's
so
not
it must
a lot
be
of,
very refreshing to find someone who's not negative out of the chute. Does she have an accent? Is she
she
from there or from away?
I don't know. I haven't asked. I'm not sure 100%.
Has this hot streak affected her efficiency? Or is she wearing less to make sure she stays cool?
I am going to come through there. I'm going to come through the TV monitor.
And also, hot streak is different than a heat wave.
But he had to put it in those terms, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, and by the way, at the lumber store where I did my own project and I asked about contractors, she got the rave of everybody. Said, that's the best person on the point.
Cool.
So that's the reason that...
Because she's on point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some would say, too.
You know what, Oscar? You know what, Oscar? You are killing me. I'm not going to go so far as to wish for a tragic plane accident this weekend where the blade comes across. Are you ready for your little excursion to Laurel, Maryland this weekend?
The date is set, Mike. Tomorrow morning, I'm swinging by my friend Jeff's house. And we're going flying.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Oscar is going to be flying toy planes tomorrow.
Toy planes.
Planes.
Toy planes.
Toy plane.
RC toy plane.
How big is this toy plane you're going to fly?
Well, I'm taking my girlfriend's car because it's got a bigger trunk.
Yeah, it does. I don't even know what that means.
Because if we have to take two cars to get one of his planes out there,
yes.
I'm not sure if he's going to have access to the pickup or not. So,
so would it be impossible for you to climb aboard the plane and fly it to Laurel?
Yeah, impossible. Impossible.
So, we could put Mac in the plane.
Yeah. Oh, Pony, I think.
Yeah. Do we have any interns on deck? back today?
Yes, young Jason is here, recall.
Hi, oh, Jason, how are you?
I'm
how
doing
you?
Well, Mike. How are you?
He's got a jersey on,
yeah, you know
just
what?
For you.
You really should ask for a fashion show. You do that.
Okay, let's see. Hop in front of the camera there, Jason.
Yeah, give him once around.
Coming out from intern corner so I can see him on camera. Oh, you got a Sox jersey on today. Way to go, young man. Well done. Well done. Pedro,
lift it up. Show him your
45 is Pedro. 25 is Big Poppy, right? Is 25 Big Poppy?
Big Poppy.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, that's great. All right.
No Big Poppy jokes about the contractor. Be over the line. We're moving on.
Really, really was hoping we could move on.
Moving on. Because Oscar's playing with toy planes.
So you're going to, these are about, I love this song, though. Great Frank Sinatra. Yes, sir. Catch me if you can.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
Great use of it in the DiCaprio movie.
Fantastic. Yeah, one of my probably my favorite DiCaprio movie. Absolutely.
Better so than Gilbert Grape.
I hated Gilbert Grape. Well, I like it when that fat lady sits on the bed.
Oh, you know, but anyway, sometimes you just got to burn the house down, Mike.
Is it a 3-foot wingspan on these things?
I think the one plane we're going to take is an 8-foot wingspan.
Wow.
So they're pretty big. They're super light. I'm going to take a bunch of pictures and I'll make sure to post them.
Now, do you have a thing where you can like put a GoPro on the plane?
Can you
put a GoPro in your throat?
Some of them actually allow you to have built-in cameras already.
Okay, but so we won't see any video this
weekend.
What
I'm going to try to do is take my quadcopter up and film the planes while they fly by. So I think that's what what I'm looking forward to doing.
It's very, very exciting.
So he's going to take off. The shot I'm shooting for by the end of the day is a nice pan of him taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And then him doing nice flyby when he's doing some sort of trick or acrobatic work in the air, right? And then him landing, but landing in the way that you would see in a movie as a real plane coming to land.
So you would actually be flying next
to him, yeah.
You know, there will be a collision.
Yeah.
Did CNN get the opportunity to to trowel up that Malaysian airliner thing again with that one piece of wreckage they found on the island? And now that is a cottage industry for them. I mean, it's so ridiculous to do 2 hours on that.
I smell a rat. Because this is exactly what they want us to think, that somebody threw a piece of the plane out that they could refab easy, right? A little flap, no big deal. They could probably remake that part. And now we have to believe it's the middle of the ocean somewhere.
Somebody has a scam?
It's a scam.
Who's doing the scam?
No, Hydra.
Oh, Hydra is,
or somebody nefarious, or the aliens, Mike, that took the plane.
You really think this is a scam? No, there's no way.
I saw this yesterday. I said, Shannon, don't believe the news. As those barnacles look fresh. They're too perfect. They're too perfect.
It's the way shells attach to things.
Too perfect.
I will tell you, with the scrutiny of the media over the last couple of years, and a beautiful article about the Trump candidacy, and I will try to locate it for you. I can't give you the source because I just read it this morning. And it's like online when you're reading articles, you don't always pay attention to the source you're reading. But a wonderful article about the line between reality TV. And hucksterism and real politics and how that line is being obscured, and
wouldn't
that's
make
the Trump
sense?
Candidacy. And, it's the same thing with this where, when it comes to actual reporting, where you're really going to go and get a fact, like, for example, let's throw out global warming and climate change and getting facts on that. Not sexy. Nobody's going to pay attention to it. Get a mystery, scary ghost plane that nobody can find, and they can do 2.5-3 hours on that, and that's what our news is today.
Well, because, Mike, what they don't want something that has an answer. Because when something has an answer, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's done.
And it's over.
And then instead, you can have Aaron Burnett talking about this could have happened this.
And exactly. It was too perfect. It's like off the set of Lost. It's on the beach. They find this thing, and then they look at a serial number that, by the way, looks like it's hand-painted on that anybody could have put. They said, it's got to be from Boeing 777.
Quite a unique conspiracy theory.
There's only one missing. There's only one missing. It's got to be from that one.
Well, a 777 does not, and I sometimes sound like Bill O'Reilly. Well, a 777, Oscar, a 777 doesn't go missing every day. So it is rare.
You're going to find, a flap, something that somebody can make, probably 3D print these days. You know, it's just like, come on.
It's stunning to me that the only thing I would tell you
me that he has this theory.
I love the theory. I'm all about it. I'm all about it because this is exactly what they're doing on CNN. Okay. With the guy with the former security head with no lips. You know, they're doing that thing too. And then they bring the British guy that looks like he might be a game show host on there going, you know,
the sex toy
they
guy?
Could have crashed in the ocean, but they don't know what's going on. And you know, they're all flapping their gums, and I'm hearing wah, 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 because I'm not really paying attention. But, you know, you get conspiracy theories, and that's what people love. They enjoy that, and then they move on to anything. Rob's absolutely right. If it's hard news, it's just not people aren't interested in hard news.
Show me a jet engine, and I'll believe you. Something that can't be remanufactured.
Do you think that they, when they talk about that this plane may indeed be 2 miles below the surface of the ocean, I think this might be all we get. I really, really do. I don't know. And you don't think it's even part of the real plane?
I think whoever took the plane said, we're going to throw this in the ocean, we're going to have some barnacles grow on it. And when it shows up, they'll know it wasn't us.
But it was. So you, but it's been vetted,
he thinks that the Jim Jones compound somewhere on some small island, there are a bunch of these plane passengers that are being held at gunpoint and forced to reproduce a special colony of zombie people that are going to attack the world.
No. Smoke monster, Mike. Yeah. And they 3D printed something with barnacles on it.
They tossed it and said,
"Oh, what's that over there?"
It disappeared. No. The actual piece is real, right?
Right.
What I'm saying, if you're going to...
Oh, and they replaced it.
They replaced it. If you're going to replace something on a plane, a flap is probably the easiest thing to replace.
Well, all I know is that they were talking about this on CNN and a ridiculous amount of overanalysis. And then I read the article about...
Take that to the bank.
I read the article about Trump, and Trump is the same thing. It's entertainment.
Yep.
It's not as much real politics as entertaining theater, and we love that because he's going to say something stupid, and then he's going to cause a lot of controversy. And so our news is now being really replaced in totality. By Carnival, the entertainment. That's it. And that is why, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't want to make any statements right now.
Right.
But I'm beginning to give I'm giving some serious thought to entering the race.
Attaboy, Mike.
Yeah. On which side?
Well, I'm thinking perhaps about the independent run.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
So I don't have to get in those messy primaries and face off against Hillary and Bernie Sanders, who I actually like a lot.
History has shown, Mike, the independent candidate usually wins. Mm-hmm. So
yes. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, it's not for presidents, for a comptroller. Thank you. Of Maine. Up here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you that we were having a discussion before the show today regarding Open Mike the audiobook,
yeah.
And we were talking about how it even... I hate tooting our own horn like this, but I have to do it because it's true. We're very surprised that we are enjoying it so much.
It's true.
That's the weirdest thing of all. We are the audio. It had been a long time since we laid it down on tape. And listening to it, well, Oscar, I know you were talking about listening to it just the other day, listening to some of the clips of it.
I was driving back from Big O and Duke's, and it was on my iPad. I had bought the book.
Sure.
So I just, you know, support the cause, right?
Thank you.
By the way, Big O and Duke's having a wonderful beer event tonight.
Yes,
right?
re-release party, Falls Church, The Maneuver. It's back, baby.
Taste it.
Back, baby.
I would love to get a growler of that, but after two nights ago, Daddy's taking a little break from the audiobook. So getting back to the audiobook, you were talking about how you were just enjoying the... Because it's different. When you hear the audiobook, it's different than when we read our own words.
Yeah, and I jumped in my car, and it was queued up, and I started listening, and Michael Kelly, I don't think we've given you enough credit.
I agree.
You know what? You're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Our author.
Really, really good guy. Kind of vanished from our radar after the book project was done.
We found a flap of him.
Yeah. We found one of his flaps.
We found one of his author flaps.
And one of his damaged suitcases. Other than that, we haven't heard from
but
him.
But as he really introduces the book in the show.
Right.
And I sat there. I was like, oh, you genius. Like, you totally.
The way he stitched it together.
The way he put it together was something.
Absolutely.
It really was great. And Michael, if you're listening to this, I don't think, you know, personally for me at least, I've thanked you enough. What a wonderful job you did really laying the groundwork and putting this book together. And to really Pony, Rob, and Mike, the fact that I'm able to be part of this project was really humbling. as you listen to the book come together and you're listening to different chapters, it's just a lot of fun.
It really is. I'm not saying that,
and I hate shilling, and it's weird. But I just found myself driving around my neighborhood so I could hear a little bit more before I went to park. And that doesn't happen all the time.
The book had been complete for some time.
Yes.
And I had a very, very immersive couple weeks where I was editing the book. And when you're editing a project, you're not aware of what's happening because you're hearing it probably 20 seconds at a time. You're focusing on every particular edit. I recently listened back to a couple chapters, and I am genuinely proud of all of us. Yeah. I think it sounds so, so good.
Well, the thing that I liked about it was the fact that we decided to shtick it up a little bit and throw some like little voices, and that was the fun stuff that you know, that made it a little different. We wanted to separate it from just reading the text, because that wouldn't have been fun. We could have had one person do that and you know, gotten Dude Walker or somebody with a great voice to read it. We didn't do that. We all wanted
Dude
to contribute
shows up.
Little pieces. Yeah.
But he doesn't do
Dude's
all
in there. Yeah,
dude's in there. Right. Speaking of shtick, this is one of the sessions that Oscar and I did together, and it was always fun sitting with Oscar because I could interrupt him and he would roll with it. This is when he is talking about Mike. You, my friend, you are a brand.
When Mike O'Mara finally called me, I explained to him that he's a brand. I said, let's talk about this. Let's meet at the Uno's Pizzeria up the street. Horrible pizza.
Back to the book.
Damn it. He showed up with his wife Carla at 6:30 p.m. sharp. He's never late. Except for the podcast at 10 a.m.
Book.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. That's the surprise for me, too. So check it out. $6.99, only available at MikeOMaraShow.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. And, you know, get the book. You'll love it. And it's a new
great experience for us.
I think you're going to truly, truly enjoy that. This is where my compassionate side butts up against my mob mentality. And I was so pissed off, and probably still am, at this dentist who went over to Africa and killed the old lion with the collar on it.
Cecil.
And Cecil the lion. But I'll tell you something. For me personally, there is a tipping point with the mob.
Tab and Trip.
Ben Levin. They're all going to go get him.
And all the mobsters. And whose birthday is it? It's somebody. Is it Jason Hill's birthday today?
Yes, it is Jason Hill's birthday, I believe.
Oh, and you know what? Before I go forward, I'm going to actually get out of my
It's also Drab T-shirt's birthday today.
Is it? Happy birthday, Drab.
Yeah.
I want to share a note that I got on Facebook last night from a very, very nice lady who gave me a note and wanted to say a special hi, I guess, out to her nephew. Let me just make sure I've got this here. Hold on just a second.
I wrote something on Facebook yesterday I was proud of. I said that I'm waiting for Trump to issue a statement that says, I prefer lions that don't get shot.
This comes from Stacy Zettel. I think you know this person, Rob. And
yes.
Anyway, so this guy, her nephew was medically discharged from the Army for an injury he sustained during boot camp. It was his dream to follow in the footsteps of his grandfather, and he worked very hard to get there. He is beyond devastated. To make matters worse, the drill sergeant told him and another recruit who blew out his ACL that he should just end his life when he gets home, because he'll never amount to anything anyway.
What?
Why would he say that? How does he think that would help? I'm so angry. How is that patriotic? Anyway, trying to cheer him up and show him that there are still good people in the world, and I'd like you to say hello. His name's Cody. He lives in Arizona. Cody, let me tell you something. The very fact that you took your life and went to boot camp where you got your injury and unfortunately had to be discharged shows that you're a cut above and incredibly brave, and there's no drill sergeant in the world that can tell you that you didn't give it your shot. And you know what? The good thing is, Cody, you got your whole life in front of you. You are a young man, and opportunities are going to come your way because you, Cody, have balls, and you went out and did this. And if you're feeling low about something that that a DI is going to say to you, well, that's their job, is to say mean things. Remember that's the way they work, and take this, build on it, and I wish you nothing but the success in your life. And you are a patriot, and you did get out there and put yourself
here,
on the line.
Here, Cody.
Let's give Cody a round of applause.
Yeah.
Stacy, I hope that works for you, because I wanted to take time and do that. And in fact, I completely forgot what I was talking about before.
You're talking about the lion mentality, the mob mentality,
rawr,
and the
so
lions.
So I go from, and it seems like that in my mind over the last 24 hours has been this whole media and what we cover, and when Rob and I and Oscar are putting together a show and the news cycle is a little bit sluggish, you get these stories that people just pile on and pile on. And I understand. I was as angry as anybody else about this guy. I hate the big game hunters that take pictures with the dead animals. I hate it more than anything in the world. It's just making it's making sport out of taking of life, and I don't believe in that.
Right.
And I also have a lot of friends who are hunters that go out and use the deer meat and put it in their freezer and feed their families with it, and I'm fine with that because you know what? You've got a population of deer in this country that needs control, and that's okay. So I think in the large scheme of things, that works out. But this guy, you know, that goes over and takes these gorgeous, just rare, beautiful animals and, you know, gets his nut somehow by taking his picture with the dead animal. I didn't like him. I didn't like the guy. With that said, you know, you get to a point where I think that if you find this dentist and just require him to take his fortune that allowed him to pay $55,000 to a hunting guide and give some of that back to conservation organizations, I think I'm fine with that. I think I'm okay with that. I'd love a statement from the dentist that, you know what, I've seen the light. Maybe I'm not going to do this anymore.
You won't get
that. And then
that.
I'd be done with it. But calling for this guy who I legitimately believed was at the you know, was at the mercy of his guides that he paid the big bucks to, I think ultimately I feel that enough is enough with the mob rule of taking this guy out and, you know, hanging him from a tree. I think it's gone a little bit crazy. I don't know if you guys agree or not.
Well, Oscar and I were actually talking before the show today, and I said, you know what? I hate this guy, and what he does is selfish and unrewarding. I heard today that the day after they shot Cecil, he said, would it be possible while I'm here to get an elephant too? I mean, the guy...
That was the guy that said that, and they jumped on this because, hey, more information to make this guy the villain of villains. So
I get a bonus spiff on this?
Yeah, you know, it's shoot three, get one free. But Oscar and I were talking that at the base of this, something that is a little sad is that the massive problems we have in the world with disease and countries trying to kill each other, that something that is in the grand scheme, it's sad, and it's a disaster, and it's a selfish bastard doing it. This is what's bringing countries together. And why can't we get together on, and I hate to diminish it, on a topic that really matters? You know, because this is one guy.
Well, that doesn't just really matter. This matters. It's more that it
does matter.
That it has a greater effect on humanity, right?
Right.
That, like a grander effect overall. Poaching has been a problem for years, and it continues to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
The one problem is just the idea that somebody can go overseas, and you're going into a country that has as many issues as it does already.
Right.
And the idea that someone could say, okay, I've paid you X amount of dollars. I know you're going to do it the right way. You've got me covered. The person that's doing the hunting needs to be more diligent about who they work with. Bottom line.
Lot of people are agreeing with you saying that, and it's no defense to say you didn't have knowledge of the law, that you should pay attention to what, so that you don't have the unscrupulous guides.
Yeah. I go to Latin America. If you're going to take me on an excavation, I don't want to be the guy that ends up grave robbing because I'm at a ruin, and you tell me it's okay to take from this ruin but not the other ruin.
Okay.
I'm not going to take your word for
that.
Right?
You're going to do your research traveling over there.
Because if I'm going through customs and you arrest me, that's on me. They're not going to come after you.
And
I'll be honest with you,
it's
one of the reasons that I will not go to Eastern Europe because I've seen Hostel.
Yes.
The weird part, and I had a story, that's why I had to bring up the laptop here. I had a story that they can't find this guy, right? As of this morning before we started.
Guys in the wind.
What are the odds that this guy is so well connected and has enough money that he's already somewhere where they don't extradite, like Switzerland?
You know, it's so funny because I'm hearing you say that, and then I'm realizing now I'm putting my own CNN headline. The hunter is now the hunted.
Yeah. Could we possibly...
Who's going to say that first today?
I believe you win. What if we get a Kickstarter and we raise $55,000 to find a guide to take us to him?
To track him.
Yeah, exactly.
To track him.
Too bad he doesn't have a GPS.
Well, the guy went underground because of the death threats and the people that were showing up at his dental practice stuff out there.
What if he said, F this? And look, in a weird way, I wouldn't blame him. If he just got on a plane, grabbed his passport, he's free to travel.
Yep.
And just left town.
And, you know, painting again in broad strokes. If you've got $55,000 to shoot one animal, you have enough money to lay low for a long time.
And teeth need work.
I get back to the original thing of the, you know, you got that money to throw on. You know, Dennis is the, you know, the working stiff of the medical community, right?
Sure, yeah.
The guy that's got to be there, except for the guy in Fairfax. What did our guy in Fairfax say about
Friday's
us?
Off.
Rob, said, you went to him yesterday.
Yeah, right? I said...
he only hunts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I said, if this guy has this kind of money, then even you are undercharging, doctor. He says, well, you know, that guy probably is unmarried and has no kids.
You are the softest sell in the world. I swear to God. You said that to him. You should have said the opposite. I know you got those gold bricks stashed underneath there.
When he came in, you know, the lady scrapes and drills and does her stuff.
By the way, can I ask you a question about your dental? Do you have dental?
Yes, for now.
That's why you say you're undercharging.
That's true.
I don't have dental, I went to that office without dental. He's not undercharging. Yeah. For the love of Christ, Rob, he is not undercharging.
Actually,
when he
did his sweep by, because, you know, they have three chairs that he visits all at once. He's like a waiter, and there's the hygienists that are scraping.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, I get it. Yes,
he sweeps by, and the first thing I said to him, I said, what was your lady's name with the hooks?
Bryna. Bryna was my favorite hygienist who just really dug in there. And I see it's the I'm kind of Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors. I enjoy the pain. That would be Bill Murray in Little Shop of Horrors. I won't go so far as to say I want a root canal. I want a long, slow root canal. No, I like the scraping of the teeth. I like that. In fact, I'm a little bit overdue by about a month or so. So, and I don't think I'm going to do it up here.
Yeah, maybe the young lady outside.
Yeah, the contractor probably has some hooks.
Why don't you just back to that?
Maybe
please.
Like a scratch-all something. All right.
I usually get my dental work done with my top off. How about you?
Jesus Christ.
It sure is hot in the office.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I could turn on the fan.
Swung by, and the first thing I said to him is, wow, bad day for your profession, huh? He said, I know, that guy's a dick.
Yeah, you know, and would you agree that there's maybe a little resemblance?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nothing could be. I wouldn't see our guy ever doing something like that.
No, you know.
But
say that now.
He might slice the lion open if it was filled with money.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah. But anyway, it's just now it feels as though, you know, we all get indignant about this. And then I guess it was it Mia Farrow who tweeted the dentist's office address?
Yep.
And then there was backlash for her because even with all of this, you know, if some lunatic shows up and decides to, you know, put a cap in this guy, it would be a tragedy and it'd be horrible. So I don't know. I think
but we're one news story away from it being forgotten. The reason that it's still in the news is that it's a soft cycle. I got a very funny thing posted on my Facebook wall yesterday. What happened to Jarrett from Subway? Who knows? You know, it's totally forgotten because another news story has come up.
Let's put our PR hats on for just a second before we take a break. I want to ask you this. If you're this guy, this guy's handler, say this guy gets a law firm and they have a PR component to the law firm, don't you tell this guy, you got to have the short-term suffering. You got to go on there. You got to tell the world you are never going to pick up a gun again.
Yeah.
You're never going to hunt again. You're giving up hunting because of this particular
show. You're making a sweet donation.
And then you're making a $100,000 donation to that. Do you think that's enough? Do you think that covers this guy's ass? Do you think it's gone
I think he would have to donate all his trophies. The trophies out of his house. You know, because we've seen the pictures of all this stuff.
He can't really have people over afterwards and be like, oh, yeah, that bit.
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't donate the animal rights community. You don't give the deer heads and start stacking.
No, he has to get rid of that stuff out of his house because that's what he is most proud of.
You said donate. Who would you donate to?
Or at least remove them from his premises.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
In the cover of night. So nobody sees all those animals being drug out.
That's the biggest lamp I've ever seen.
If he could spin this into a PR campaign that he's reopening his establishment and 10% of every root canal goes to.
I love that.
Give 10% of his business.
Or foundation.
would that be nakedly those? Wouldn't that be like he's completely trying to drum up more business at the expense of this? You know?
Have a root canal for a rhino.
You know, really, if he said that 70% of all the money he makes now will go towards
half.
Animal conservation.
He could get by with half.
You get by with half. Yeah. Half of the profits that I make.
Stop your poaching with your taxes. Bloody gums.
Yeah. There, don't you? If he is going to rejoin society and actually exist, he's going to have to do. He's going to have to get in front of the camera. Don't you think at this stage of the game, he's going to have?
Absolutely.
They're calling for him to be extradited to Zimbabwe, and I tell you, I wouldn't tell him to go over there. Have you heard about the corruption over in, with that legal system over there? Mm-hmm. It's very, very scary.
What about bring your tartar for Tanzania?
Thank you. Once you put them all down in paper, send them to the dentist's office, and we'll do it that way. Be fantastic. That's great. Oscar's still on the deck with the lady that's working at my house. Right. We'll take a break. Come back. You have Oscarazzi.
I do.
Right, very good. We'll take a break. Come back. Oscarazzi right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All around
people. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of our show, it was just a great.
It really was.
Night. Just the two of us, but it was great. Very funny. Very interesting.
It was. It was. It was typical thoughts. For us.
Yeah,
right. I don't think it needed to end at the baths.
The baths?
Yeah. I think we could have passed that up. That was anticlimactic to me.
That was climactic for me. I thought it was the perfect one.
And you know what? We both left clean.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Wow. That was interesting. They sound like an old married couple, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Gary. Hey, you know what? I've been telling you about the Sleep Number beds for quite some time now, but I want to tell you about something brand new that's very, very exciting. Sleep Number is transforming bedtime for the whole family, introducing the Sleep IQ Kids Bed. It's the first bed that lets you know how your child is sleeping, and it's designed to adjust and grow with them. I love the technology with this bed. Your kid's sleep is very important. Studies are showing that a well-rested child feels more confident and will do better in school, in sports, in life. With the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, you'll know the quality and quantity of your child's sleep, and you'll know what adjustments to make so they can sleep even better. It's the most important thing. I know I've got a little bitty, and I think it's the most important thing all the way through their teenage years.
You
right?
sleep fantastic. What was your Sleep Number score, your Sleep IQ score last night?
92 again.
Fantastic.
I mean, I've got the zone. I've had it for a long time. I know how to use my Sleep Number bed, and it's very easy to do this. I love the Sleep IQ Kids Bed concept. It'll tell you when your kids are asleep and when they're awake. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed does everything. For back to school, there is no better school supply than better sleep for your kids. There's only one place you'll find the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, a Sleep Number store. Come in and bring your kids for a chance to win a $5,000 to $50,000 college scholarship.
Wow.
And a Sleep IQ Kids Bed. Tonight, bedtime, tomorrow, the world. Discover the Sleep IQ Kids Bed at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to yodel and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Without further ado, let's get right to it for Friday. It's Oscar Rutzen.
Fellas.
Hi. Yes.
Big Mission Impossible news.
Oh, you got it.
Getting 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty high, Mike.
Wow.
That is pretty good. And I will tell you, I said this to Carla last night. I would go see this movie. If for no other reason, I would go see it just to see the stunt where he's hanging on the side of the plane.
Pretty amazing stuff.
If that's one movie you're going to take a ride for, maybe this is the one. A couple things you should know. One is that the lead female character.
Yes. Is it, also a contractor?
Is it? Which is not building a great deck.
Stop it.
Or trying to save the world.
Stop it. You're killing me.
I think this is interesting. And Rob actually brought this up when we were watching Jurassic Park.
What's that?
The New World, right?
Yeah.
Or is it the New World? I always think it's the New World.
It is.
It's Jurassic Park.
It's just Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. I always
Jurassic
mess that up.
World.
Never mind. Too much of a fan. But back to...
Apparently not.
Back to Mission Impossible. In Jurassic World, the female lead, when she was running from the T-Rex, never takes off her heels.
That's right.
She never takes off her heels. But what
really?
You'll see in Mission Impossible is that every time this girl's about to kick ass or take names... She takes off her 3-inch heels. Yeah.
That kind of counters the whole Jurassic World thing.
Yes, and they talk about it. They say that this actually brings the character down to earth because every time you see someone fighting with heels, you think,
yeah, it's not
that's
relatable.
Not possible.
It's not relatable.
Like, well, you're going to be running on a hot tin roof. You're not going to be running in heels.
If I do get up to Bangor and see this movie, you can thank Kevin McCarthy for his little interview with Tom Cruise for getting me out there. Kevin has done it. He succeeded to actually get me in a theater to see a movie.
Kevin said something funny this morning. He said,
said that Mission Impossible was funnier than the new Vacation film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is getting destroyed on Rotten Tomatoes.
While we talk Mission Impossible, Mike, I did not know this. The theme, which is obviously, this is the original TV theme that they've reworked for it. Did you know Lalo Schifrin wrote it in 3 minutes?
Really?
That means you can listen to the theme to Mission Impossible in less time than it takes to write it.
That's pretty cool.
It's in 5/4 time.
Very cool.
But a great song.
Very, very cool.
Just, you know, music is like that. Do you know that? I mean, when you think about it, it's almost like great cooking, too. The simplicity is there. It's so incredible. There are just so many notes. But when you do, when you put the right combination together, you get something like this.
Such a great song.
Very, very cool. So look for Rebecca Ferguson actually running the way you should if you're doing some sort of action scene.
You know, I take my heels off before every podcast.
Hey, does your contractor wear heels?
Okay, stop it, please.
Back to the entertainment report. Let's go. J.J. Abrams was on The Daily Show, and he was there actually to talk about just yesterday, to talk about Mission Impossible, because he is one of the producers on the movie.
All right.
Did you know that he broke his back on the set of the new Star Wars movie?
What?
Yeah, apparently when Harrison Ford got hurt, this came out in the interview, he and that door fell on Harrison Ford. He ran to help Harrison Ford, and he tried to lift up the actual door that fell on him.
Sure.
And he popped his L4.
Oh.
And there was so much adrenaline on the set, he felt it as he was helping lift up the door. Mm. And that a couple days later, he went to the doctor. He legitimately broke his back.
He broke his back or he ruptured his disc?
Ruptured
his disc. Okay, that's good. So you'd have to do something.
But you
really
could tell someone you broke your back. You know, same deal.
Well, that really only happens if you step on a crack.
Somebody who's experienced stepping a crack, break your mother's back.
It happens every time.
It's Friday. It's Friday, Rob. Thank you very much. That's right. Thanks so much.
I haven't heard that since I was a kid.
There you go.
There's a reason for that.
But yeah, so it's L4. But I don't know another director that would ever go, run to the aid of one of their stars,
right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Pretty
crazy. Rupturing a disc, to do it that way, that is pain.
Exertion,
believe.
Yeah, he said he felt a pop in his back.
Nasty.
And there goes the L4, but he's doing well now. And again, 92% this week so far on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're going to pick a movie to watch this weekend, that would be
that's
the one. All right?
I'd love to see it. It looks really like the special effects are very, very cool. And that scene, what is it, a C-130 that he's hanging on to?
I think that's right, yeah.
Eight times, Mike. They shot it 8 times to get it right.
Worth going to see it if he put his ass on the line like that. I like that. And you know he was covered. They're not going to let Tom Cruise fall off the side of an airplane. But still, the balls to do that kind of a stunt to me is very, very cool, especially at his age. He's not a spring chicken anymore. It's great.
He's 86.
He's 86 years old. Mm-hmm.
I also heard another interview with Alec Baldwin. This is actually on Stern that talks about that movie. I know this is Mission Impossible heavy.
Right.
But Alec Baldwin at one point was a go-to guy. He could have been almost a Tom Cruise type guy, right?
Red October. He was essentially that character.
Jack Ryan.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Cruise asked him about Jack Ryan, and he goes, "Do you ever miss when you're on the set of a Tom Cruise movie? Do you kind of realize that you are this guy at a certain point in your career?" And Alec said, "Look, what it takes to look like that guy at his age and to do what he does," he goes, "I don't think I have what it takes to do that."
That's honest.
He said that man has probably, he goes, and I don't know this for sure, but from what I see on the set, has his life so regimented that he knows that this is who he is and the pressure to carry a movie on a regular basis like this.
I think Tom Cruise probably forward-thinking enough to understand, and let's take all the Scientology crap out of it, but to understand that, the shelf life, it's getting close to its expiration date here, and maybe he's not going to be that guy that is the elder statesman actor that goes down the line there. I mean, Tom Cruise, let's be honest, he got his roles early on and through most of his career based on the way he looks.
Yes.
So we'll have to wait and see what
And you said something really valid yesterday or the day before. You said Tom Cruise has gotten a lot of grief, but what has he done for the last 30 years but made really entertaining movies?
Smash hits.
Yeah.
Just
Smash
great
hits.
Action adventure stuff.
Fun
Fantastic.
Stuff, yeah.
And you know what? I'm a fan of a lot of his work. Rain Man, I think, is one of the better films ever made. I really enjoy
Edge
that
of Tomorrow.
Too.
And finally getting some run off actually the movie theater people, and they might actually make a sequel now.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Just his movies are hits.
Yeah, but
hits.
If you want to see Tom Cruise at his smarmy, nasty horribleness, I recommend this weekend check out Cocktail.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, God. That all-time is so favorite. Disturbing. Cocktail.
Cocktail and Dreams.
Yeah. Aruba, Jamaica. Jamaica. Oh, I'm
so great. Disturbing.
You got one more?
Okay. Yeah. Game of Thrones fans, you'll be happy to know that HBO's chief says that you know, some people thought there might be 7 seasons. We're the fifth. We just finished up the 5th season here. We're looking at possible 8 seasons of Game of Thrones.
Cool.
So if you're into that, or Mike, if you want to take a quick nap in between your Sunday nights, you look for at least 3 more seasons of Game of Thrones, and that's Oscarazzi for today.
Very good. Thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break, and it is our final Audio Vault of the week. That's coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Because I had not eaten like that in maybe 2 or 3 months, I thought I was going to throw up on the spot. It was that heavy and that disgusting.
Did you get
actually
the sweats?
Can feel it. I loved it going in. It tasted fantastic. But immediately, like maybe within a half an hour, I was just like going, oh, God, that is so nasty.
You know, many times I've lost weight. I've lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds through the years. And I know that when you are on the right road to eating right and then you have a meal like that, you really do feel ill, which is why, Mike, I always power through and stay with it.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always That's available right. at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's right, foodies. We talk about food a lot this
we
week.
Do.
Welcome back to the show. Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall is right around the corner, and that means back to school time. And any kid you see, the joy will drain from their apple-cheeked faces, as you mentioned.
Back to school.
No!
But mom and dad are tickled pink because it's time to stock up on all your school items, and that's Amazon.com, and do it through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Books, protractors, notebooks, paper, pencils, pens, glue sticks, backpacks, back-to-school clothes, even trapper keepers. What's a trapper keeper again?
Trapper, and it holds your trapper folders, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Besides,
anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. You're starting to do that again. As a matter of fact, our listening audience is starting to help us out more than they ever have. And we are really, really grateful for that. It's easy. It doesn't cost you any extra. It means the world to us. So the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or click the shopping cart. It's right on our free app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Hooray for education. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, July 3, 1, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Hey, Mike.
Hey!
What would you say that a jazz singer, Ella Fitzgerald, had a long, long career, but what was she most famous for? When you think of her, what pops to mind? Oh, CJ.
Is it Take the A-Train?
No, it's not, CJ. Thank you.
Good going.
I was thinking of the Memorex commercial where she broke a glass. Remember?
And it smashes.
There is a fascinating video, and it's on our YouTube page for the Mike O'Mara Show, where a vocal coach does it, and he does something that I did not know. It's done with volume and frequency. You have to be loud, but you find the frequency that a glass breaks at by thumping the glass. Like, you know, a wine glass, when you thump it, you get ding.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the tone that you need to put at a certain volume to break it. I always thought it was high noises that did it.
It was high noises, too.
Check
so it's
out
just
the
getting the right tone.
The right frequency. This is the tone that breaks this particular wine glass.
Hey, I'm vocal coach Jamie Vendera, and the truth is, you can shatter glass with your voice. And I'm going to show you how.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
So cool.
And that's how you shatter glass.
Most people have a
creep.
Top. Well, yeah, he is a creep, by the way. But most people can do like 85 decibels when they sing. He goes to about 120, and that's why he's able to do it.
Okay.
But Ella Fitzgerald did it some time ago, but it is.
But wasn't it faked with Ella Fitzgerald?
It was faked in a sense that she used amplification. That's the only way they faked it. Her tone did it, but it was through a microphone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
So that's that. Check it out. Pretty cool. In England, you don't dial 911, Mike. You dial 999. Okay? So if you have an injury or some sort of emergency in England.
999.
Dial 999, which is obviously really bad if you have a rotary phone and it's an emergency.
Right.
It takes forever.
Yes,
but,
exactly.
But this is our 911 call of the week. Even though it's a 999 call, don't you hate it when the cat eats your bacon?
Please, it's emergency.
My girlfriend. Let the cat eat me bacon.
Right, okay. What would you like? What would you like the police to do with regards to that, sir?
I want to press charges.
Who do you want to press charges against? Your girlfriend or the cat?
Both of them.
Right, sir. it's not a criminal offence to let a cat eat your bacon, okay? And we don't arrest cats. I'm very sorry.
No, my girlfriend allowed the cat to do it.
Right, I'm very sorry, sir, but it's not a 999 emergency because your girlfriend's let the cat eat the bacon. I do apologise, but it's not a police matter.
Okay, love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, love. I love the ending that he's satisfied with. Okay, love, the cat ate me bacon. She's the one that let me cat eat me bacon. There we go.
This is my favorite tape today, and this is actually had its roots in some time ago. The town of Richmond did a Kickstarter campaign to raise the money to have Foo Fighters come play a concert in Richmond, Virginia. A guy in Italy, the town is called Cesena, I believe, started over a year ago to organize. He got 1,000 musicians in open air. I imagine probably 500 singers, look like maybe 200 drummers, maybe 300 guitarists.
Wow.
And he conducted them, and they all played the Foo Fighters song, Learn to Fly.
Great choice too for a Foo Fighters song.
If you like music, this is just such joyful video to watch. What's so cool, they posted it on YouTube yesterday. The Foo Fighters replied, "Ciao bella Cesena, see you soon." So it looks like they're going to actually go do a concert in Italy because 1,000 people performed their song.
Wow. That's so good. Hey, if you are managing any act in America or the world right now, how about the Foo Fighters PR over the last, like, year?
Don't worry about the fact they're the most talented band.
Yeah.
That's just incidental.
They have killed it. Yeah. I mean, every move they make, he breaks his leg and he finishes a concert. They have that great series on HBO where they travel
Sonic
to the different cities.
Yeah.
That just
played
incredible
4th of July
stuff.
At RFK.
Yeah.
He's just a good guy, and he's a local guy from D.C., and I think that's just fantastic.
Phenomenal.
I'm
anyway,
really
so bless
Dave
them, and that is that whole video runs almost 8 minutes. It's also on our YouTube page. I recommend you watch it because it really, it just makes you feel good.
The only thing that would make that better is if they all like gathered unbeknownst to the regular customers in an airport.
Flash mob.
Getting my viral videos mixed up a little bit here.
This Sunday, Mike, are you going to catch up and get the second episode of I Am Kate, the new CJ show? Oh, hey.
Hey, guys.
What's up, hey, CJ? Kate.
Just thought I'd stop by and I hope you're enjoying the show.
I am.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. There's
must
a fascinating,
see TV.
It is must see TV, and a fascinating preview that E with an exclamation point posted. Bruce Jenner, the former Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, debuts her female voice for Kim Kardashian because that's one of the parts of the transition. Here is Caitlyn Jenner doing her feminine voice.
Like if you called down for room service, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting there in my room all by my little lonesome, and I'm thinking, okay. Now, I'm going to try to get my best feminine voice and call down so they say, yes, ma'am. I could never do it.
Let go. Okay,
let's hear her.
Let's hear.
What?
Let's hear yes.
No,
I'll
just,
tell you if you get a yes, ma'am. Front desk.
Yes, actually, you can help me.
You sound no different.
I didn't think so.
No, sir, no, sir. What would you like, sir?
What would you like? Yeah. See, that's the problem. Women cannot relate to the whole voice thing. They don't see it as being that important when it is that important. Not only for you just to speak and order and do all that kind of stuff, but very important for your soul that you're feeling good about that.
So that's one of the topics they'll address on this
Mike.
Sunday's episode.
Front desk!
I almost found a Wheaties box.
Thanks, CJ. KTLA in Los Angeles. They were covering the fact that Los Angeles is still in the thick of it for the 2024 Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady was doing a stand-up out in front of the stadium and gets a great video bomb where a guy doesn't, like, wave and scream. He just sneaks up on her.
The International Olympic Committee is also looking at Paris. They're looking at Rome, and they're looking at Hamburg, Germany for 2024. And it's likely one of those international cities might... Stop!
We're working here, man.
Just walked it back of her. She's wrapped a little tight.
Yeah, a little nervous, I thought. So there's that. So, if you make your presence known. And
absolutely.
Mike, some people, we talked about voices with Caitlyn Jenner. Some people just are blessed with a voice that makes them sound intelligent, and you want to have you know, pay special attention to what they say. And there's a singer named Luke Bryan. He's a country singer. And he just seems to impart wisdom when he speaks. And I think you're going to enjoy this. Here he is talking about how he selects a single when he releases a new album.
If you think you got it all figured out every time, then that, what's the fun in that, too? You know, I mean, so the album isn't out yet. When people start buying the album, I mean, I'll be looking at socials, and if everybody is referencing two songs that I ain't even thought of as singles, well, then those two songs kind of becomes like the Donald Trump. I noticed the polls where he's like leading all the polls. It's cracking me up.
It's cracking him up with his licorice hat. That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Friday.
He's smarter than you think. I believe what he said made sense. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, it's TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We do a great mailbag every single Wednesday. You want to send it, or Wednesday. What happened to my upper plate there? Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll join us again Monday for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.